Are you not quite making the money that you want to or thought you'd make in your business? Have you had failed launches, a lack of interest from your audience in your paid offers, or a hard time finding clients that are even willing to pay you? You're not alone, my friend. It's a common place to be in as a new business owner or even someone with more business experience that's branching out, shifting, or pivoting what they're offering. Today, I have some important reminders for you when the money just doesn't seem to be coming in. So stay tuned. Hey there, I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck Entrepreneur. I'm a former nutritionist who turned a struggling, stressful nutrition practice into a thriving, freedom-filled online business where I work from home in my sweatpants while reaching and helping thousands of people all at the same time. Now I'm obsessed with showing other heart-centered coaches, practitioners, and solopreneurs how to build a business and life they love. Consider this podcast your safe space to learn both the inner work and practical strategies required to build the impactful, profitable business of your dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. That's right, hustle culture, not welcome here. Let's get into today's session. Hey, hey there, friend. Welcome back to Unstuck Entrepreneur. So glad you are here. Thanks so much for tuning in and for everything you do to support the show, the downloads, the shares, the comments, the reviews. Everything means so much to me and so much to this show. Today, we've got the big topic of money on tap to discuss. But first, I have a really big announcement. Something I have been on the edge of my seat waiting to share with you, but I had some delays. Things kept taking a little longer than expected, and so I had to delay it a few weeks, but it is here. It is ready for you. My next free training is available for you right now. It is all about how to burnout-proof your business with a group program. It is a pre-recorded 1-hour masterclass. I asked all of you if you wanted me to go live, if you wanted me to pre-record it, if you wanted me to break it up into 20-minute chunks, and the vast majority of you just wanted me to pre-record it, do it all at once, but give you the option of when you can watch it based on your schedule, which makes a lot of sense, instead of my schedule, which of course is probably not going to line up with yours. So instead, I just pre-recorded the whole thing, and you can now go in, you have the option to select a time that will work for you, some time that you know you have an hour available, or you can watch it on demand, like you're not doing much of anything. Hey, I'll just take out an hour and hang out with Shawn real quick. That is an option for you. And this masterclass is extra super special because I'm teaching something I've never taught before. I am sharing with you my process of how you build a group program while simultaneously building an audience that is a perfect fit for that program, so that when you are ready, when the program is all built out and ready to go, you naturally have this organically built audience that is ready to buy from you. They want that program. And the best part is, all of this is happening kind of behind the scenes automatically. So you're not trying to, you know, spend all your time doing all of the things. This is happening behind the scenes as an automated process. And I'm sharing all of that with you inside this free training. I'm also going to be introducing a brand new program that I have just spent the past few months creating for you. I am super duper excited about this program. I can't wait to put it out in the world and share it with you. And I will be showing you more and telling you more about that new program in this masterclass as well. And because of that, I just want to be totally transparent with you, because why not? This specific training is only going to be available for a limited time, because in this training, I have an introductory offer because of this new program that is like an insanely huge, massive discount that I'm just simply not going to keep offering. This is like a one-time thing because it's a new thing. And so I'm keeping it at about 2 weeks that it will be open and have that introductory offer. And then once those 2 weeks are up, I'll be re-recording the lessons and the training because I think it's a really good one, but I will have a different price point in there. So all this to say, if you want to not only get in on all of these free tips and tricks and advice that I'll be sharing in this training, but then also get some potential massive savings if you determine that this new offer is a good fit for you, then you're going to want to try to schedule out an hour to be there for that training in the next few weeks. And this is as of, we're talking beginning of April 2022. And this will probably go through mid, like I'd say the first 2 to 3 weeks of April 2022. So schedule out some time, head to seanminer.com/burnoutproof. When you are ready, when you know you have an hour on your calendar and you can schedule it out and get cozy, put on your comfy sweats, grab your snacks, get some water, some wine, whatever you can do to make this experience a fun one, because it will be. We get to hang out for an entire hour. And this masterclass, just so you know, is specifically for that business owner or future business owner who really wants to help more people and increase their bank account, that wouldn't hurt either, have more free time, and you also are protective of your own time, your own energy, your health, and your self-care needs. That is who this is really for, because we are going to learn how to burnout proof our business, aka get our time, energy, and our own self-care in while also increasing our business goals and dreams and plans. That's what happens in this masterclass. Again, seanminer.com/burnoutproof. Head there, save your spot. And when you do, put it in your calendar as me time. Don't put it in as, oh, Sean's masterclass. Put it in as me time so that you can really truly take this out as your time for yourself to learn and grow and expand and step into the next level version of you. All right, let's move on to this chat about money that we've got here today. I want to gear this conversation specifically to the business owner who's not quite making the money that they want to make in their business right now. And I know that's a lot of you. And if you haven't made any money in your business at all right now, then you will really want to listen to this episode as well and remember it as you do start putting your paid offers out there. And if you are someone who has a business and you're making all the money right now, then first of all, you're probably not listening to this. But if you are, then you're going to be nodding your head in agreement with me throughout this entire episode because you know what I'm about to share is true. You've been through it. You know how it goes, and so you can agree with all this advice I'm about to give. We're going to kick it off with a quote from one of my favorite money mindset books out there. It's called A Happy Pocket Full of Money by David Cameron Jocondi. I highly recommend this book. I love it. I've read it 2 times already. I'll probably read it a third here in the next few months. I love rereading books, especially ones like this, because you just cannot pick it all up in one read. There are different things that land differently for whatever season of life you're in, and it is one of those books. The quote, I could have picked so many. I could have just read this whole book to you. But instead, one quote, to build external wealth, build internal value, and then exercise it. It's that simple. To build external wealth, build internal value, and then exercise it. It's that simple. And we'll kind of come back to this idea towards the end of the episode today, because that's really it. That's it really truly is that simple. But I want to start because I have 3 things I kind of want to share with you today, and I want to start with some of the more practical tangible reminders that I have for you that are really important. And I think a lot of people forget when they're in the thick of things and they're trying to make things happen in their business and they just aren't. Like the amount of sales aren't what they thought they would be. They're not getting the traction they thought they would. They're not getting the clients they thought they would. And it's such an important conversation to have because I feel like there's so much emotion connected to the money we make, specifically in business. It's like we are using that as our barometer of if we're successful or not, if we have a good idea or not, if our business is valid or not, if we're worthy or not, if we're good enough or not, if we're enough of an expert yet. All of this is tied into that one number, and understandably so. That is something that we have been conditioned to feel and think and do in our business and specifically around money. So it is understandable that we would do that. But then with all of this heightened emotion, for those that aren't making the money they want to make, it then turns into like this spiral of disappointment and frustration and confusion and just feeling like super defeated, feeling like it's never going to happen. Maybe it's just not meant to be. Maybe I'll just go back to my job, or I definitely now can't quit my job. And especially when you feel like you're doing everything right and you feel like it should be different and it's not, it's super defeating and it's really disappointing. And those are real emotions that probably like the vast, vast, vast majority of business owners go through. And we all kind of go through it at some point because of the things that I'm about to share, because of these just almost like, I don't want to say facts because I'm sure there's people out there that don't have this stuff going on that literally start their business and the next day they're making millions. I mean, all these new TikTok stars coming out apparently make all this money. But I guess they're more just like commonalities. They're just things that are the more common trend and option. And so that's what I really want to talk about today. So I have three things for you to remember if you're not making the money that you want to make, and I'll be saving the best for last, of course. The first one is that it takes time. Going back to an episode from a few weeks ago with the characteristics or the things that people know as a successful entrepreneur, and that is that it requires patience. It just takes time. And so if it's your first few times selling something, which for you, most of you out there is going to be kind of like selling yourself, selling your services, your programs, your courses, your memberships, your ebooks, those kinds of things, you're most likely not going to hit big revenue numbers right away. Now, yes, are there exceptions to this? Absolutely. But for most of you out there, for most of us as a service-based business, it takes time for your audience, the people who already do know you and are familiar with what you do. Maybe you have spent some time just building your audience. Those people still need time to understand what you're selling. What are you offering to them? What is this service that you provide? What will I get out of it? Is it for me? Those things need to be answered before someone feels ready to buy. And so it might not happen the first, second, third, fourth, fifth time. It is not up to you to determine how quickly someone trusts you enough to take the next step and pay for your services. That is completely out of your control. But you can do the work to make it so that they have something to build that trust on. And that is your job, to show up and help build that connection and establish that trust so that they can take the next step. But that takes time. And it takes time for you to know what your audience responds to as well. The offer that you have out right now, let's just say, for instance, you have something that you're offering, maybe it's a one-on-one client package or a membership or a program or a course you've just created, that may not actually be what your people want or need. There is a lot of times where service-based business owners create a paid offer that they think would be good, that they know their clients need, but it's not what their clients want. It's not what their clients find valuable enough to pay for. And it takes time to figure that out. It's almost like you have to put out a bad offer, like, and by bad, I just mean one that nobody wants, in order to have that learning process of what they do want. And that takes time. It takes time to know what your audience responds to, what they really, truly want, and then build an offer for that. And like I said, you may have to go through one or two or three not so great ones first. And it also takes time to grow your audience full of the right people. A lot of times, and by audience, I think you know this, but let me remind you, I mean anywhere that you have a business presence, where there are people listening to you, learning from you, getting your content. So this could be a podcast, it could be a YouTube channel, it could be social media, it could be a blog, it could be on Pinterest. There are a lot of ways, a lot of platforms that you can use to have an audience. And, you know, there's going to be a combination of that too if you have more than one platform. So that's what I mean when I say audience. And it takes time to grow that audience full of the right people, because you may just be kind of drawing people in from a more general place as you have been maybe working to share content and build up this platform. And when you start having a more specific offer, then not everyone is going to be the right fit for you for your offer, because you haven't built an audience specifically around that. And what's cool about that is when you have a specific paid offer, like a group program where you have, this one topic you're kind of really focusing on, it's very specific, then as you put out content related to that specific program, that specific topic, then your audience grows in accordance to that specificity, which then means that your audience is kind of organically morphing into an audience full of the right people for your paid offer. So the eyes that are on your content are actually the right eyes. And then the people who have been maybe following you just because they're like lifelong friends, or they were interested in something you posted a year ago, but now things have changed, those people won't be interested. And that's fine too. But it takes time to do all of that, to kind of curate your audience into being the right one for the work that you do. And it's all part of this beautiful, amazing process. Exactly what you are doing here, why you have chosen the business model that you have chosen. There is a process to it, and you are in the process right now. And I know you can probably see that what I'm talking about right now is also what we're going to be talking about in the free masterclass that's available for you right now. It's also what happens in the new offer I have for you, which is a bundle between Signature Program Lab and my new program, Launch List Accelerator. These two combined are really what I'm talking about here in trying to curate the audience that is the best fit for your program or for your paid offer, while having that paid offer available, doing both simultaneously. So if you feel like you're in this place right now where part of the reason why you're not making the money that you want to make is because you don't have the right audience, you don't have a big enough audience, you haven't curated your audience specifically to what you do, and or you don't have that specific offer to offer them, well, then you're really not going to make any money because you don't have a paid offer out there. So if either of those and or both of those sound like you, then be sure to catch that free training. But remember, friends, please remember, it takes time. You are in a phase of learning, and everything you're learning right now is just prepping you to absolutely crush it soon. Number two, things to remember if you're not making the money you want to make is that it's going to fluctuate. Just like everything else in business and life and every single thing, because we're all just energy fluctuating all the time, it's not always going to be this straight line upward. It's not always going to be on this upward trend, this upward trajectory. And it's not like just because you made a certain amount of money one month that you're going to automatically make more the next month and from here on out, or just because you had a launch of a program and it made a certain amount, that then the next launch is going to make more. It's going to fluctuate. And when it does, that does not mean that you're doomed. That doesn't mean that things are going south. That doesn't mean that it won't skyrocket the next launch or the next month. Just remember that you are in a business. You have decided to take a path where your income fluctuates. And if you are coming off of years of having a paycheck that was the same every 2 weeks or every month, that may feel weird. I have been there. I understand that. But it is part of the process. And the cool thing, the best thing about that, and we're going to talk about that next in just a second, is that yes, it could easily go down 1 month or 2 months or 3 months or 6 months, but it could just as easily increase 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. And that's what's really cool. You're not stuck in one pattern, but you can expect it to fluctuate. And that is totally fine and to be expected. And so next time, or if you ever are in that place where maybe you had a decent month or a decent launch, and then the next month or the next launch isn't as good, or you had these goals set a lot higher and you didn't hit them, it's okay. It's just a fluctuation. And you don't have to make it mean anything more than that, although it would be a great time to get a little analytical with it and see if you can figure out why. What did you do differently? Did you change anything that maybe ended up not going as well? Did you show up in the same way? And this is where we're going to talk about the next one, the most important thing to remember. Please, please remember this. You are in charge here. You are in charge of the amount of money that you make. You are the one that decides how much money you are calling in. First, we'll go a little woo-woo with it. First, by way of your energy. And this is something you really constantly need to be checking in with yourself around. And especially during a launch, or especially when you're really promoting your offers or your one-on-one sessions or whatever it is. Are you showing up as the person that makes the kind of money that you want to make? Not from like an external perspective, not like, are you wearing fancy clothes and jewelry and makeup or whatever? I think most of you know I'm not into any of that. And that has nothing to do with how I show up from an energetic perspective, from a place of abundance. So how are you showing up energetically? Are you showing up energetically as the person that makes the kind of money you want to make? Be honest with yourself here. Really, truly, are you? Are you doing everything that you are capable of doing to get there? Are you truly, honestly taking all of the inspired action that you could take? I can tell you from my own personal experience, I always do this. I always check in with myself during launches and ask myself this question, and it's pretty much always no. There is always more that I could be doing, there's probably always more that you could be doing. If you really truly tapped in and connected and figured out what your inspired, aligned action steps should be, there's probably something that your ego voice is getting in the way of you doing. Like, you know from your heart that you could be showing up in this way, and yet your ego chatter that's kind of doesn't want to show up and or do anything out of the box or do anything that could cause someone to judge you or any of that is saying, well, you don't have the time for that. You can't do that. You've got to go do this. That doesn't matter. Your ego is coming up with the stories about why you're not doing it, why you're not showing up. So really come back and connect to the inner you and what you really want to do from an aligned perspective. And are you really showing up as the person that makes the kind of money you want to make and doing everything that you're capable of doing to get there? Are you acting out of abundance or scarcity? And this isn't just about acting like external actions. This is about your emotions. Are you showing up to your launches or when it's time to sell or, you know, your free consultations where you talk about your offer, your one-on-one sessions, whatever it is? Are you showing up when it comes time to make money from a place of abundance or scarcity, from a place of knowing and expecting, or from a place of worry and fear? That is a big difference. Knowing and expecting the money to be there, or being worried and fearful that it won't. Are you in receiving mode? Are you able to graciously and confidently receive the money that someone wants to pay you? And are you in asking mode? Are you able to confidently, graciously ask for money? All of these lead into or really provide the energy that you are putting out when it comes to making money in your business. And so many times I see people launch their paid offers from this place of fear, worry, doubt, they lack confidence. And honestly, it's like they're almost kind of like shying away from their paid offer. They definitely do not seem confident about it. They definitely, there's a block there. There's something blocking it to where it doesn't seem like this authentic energy that is being put out. And that is what will attract the paying clients, first of all, and also the energy that is money. So how can you really expect to make any money that way if you're like barely even talking about how you make money? You know, if you have this business, you have these offers, you have these services, but then you barely talk about them, that does not give out the energy of confidence, of receiving, of asking, of abundance. It's just not. And so if we are energy, if our thoughts, emotions, and actions are all energy, if money is energy, if everything is in a constant state of flow and being drawn towards that which is like itself, then are you actually really truly embodying an energy that would attract the money that you want to make, that would attract large sums of money? Are you showing up that way in your business right now? And that is what we really have to get clear with ourselves on and honest and really do a deep dive and just see what's blocking that. See what's keeping you from showing up in that way. And you got to do the extra work there. It's not just like, oh, okay, well, I'll just, you know, talk about my paid offers more or I'll launch more. It's not just that. It's not that at all, actually. It is really understanding what is keeping you from making the money you want to make, because you are the one that determines that by way of your energy. But then let's also, now that we just got woo for the day, let's also take a step out of that. And I want to talk about how you're in charge here from a practical level too. One of the things I love the most about having my own business is that I get to decide how much money I make. And as soon as I really, I knew that from the beginning, but then I wasn't acting that way at all. And I was obviously struggling financially for several years when I first started my business. And then when I really actually thought about that and really took that in and did something with that, then things changed. Because, I mean, how cool is that? That is not something that a lot of people can say. If you're someone who has a job with a salary, you're making that salary, you know, and that's that. So what a cool position to be in to decide how much money you're going to make. So like really, especially, you know, we're talking service-based businesses specifically in this case, but you know, you want to make more money, cool. Then you can do another launch. You can create a new offer. You can get in front of new people, maybe start a new platform. You can work on really building up your audience and putting your energy towards that and building relationships with them. You can run some paid ads. There are endless ways for you to make more money in your business right this very minute. How cool is that? It's just a matter of you doing it. Not thinking about it, not planning it for months, not complaining about your lack of money or what you have to do to make more money, not worrying about it, not overthinking it, just actually getting out there and doing it right now today. And I would, hey, let's make this a challenge. If you haven't talked about your paid offer in a while, let's say you do take one-on-one sessions and you haven't talked about it a while and you haven't sent an email specifically to the people on your email list, even if that's 10 people, I don't care. That's 10 options, 10 ways for you to make more money today. Send an email and let them know what you do in your one-on-one sessions and have them book a free consultation. Or put out a post on social media, talk about it on your stories, go face to camera on your stories and just share about what you do in your one-on-one sessions and offer that free consultation. Just put it out there. Just do it. You can make money today. And if you don't have a paid offer yet, or at least not one that you're super proud of, then start working on that paid offer. Create your program. Create a workshop, a paid workshop. The sky is the limit and you are in charge here. And so often we think about how bad it could go. Like, what if no one buys? What if I don't make any money this month or next month or this launch or next launch? But it could also be the opposite. It could be, how much can I make? How much can I make today? How much can I make next month? How much can I make in the next launch? And you have just as much opportunity for it to be a big fat goose egg as there is for it to reach your goals. Just as much possibility and opportunity there. Remember, you are the one that gets to decide how big your bank account is, and you do so by way of both your energy first, and then with that energy, the actions that you take. So your energy first, how you're showing up, and the actions that come out of that energetic alignment with your abundance. So get into alignment with both and move from there. Now, my challenge for you, because I think the biggest thing in this situation is like the massive, massive, massive money blocks that are keeping people, and myself included. I still do money mindset work all the time because I just have some generational blocks and trauma, I guess, around that, that I'm slowly uncovering layers of that onion and releasing, which has been a really phenomenal experience in my personal life. But I encourage you to start working on that too. And one of the best ways, this is kind of just a starter point to even get into or start recognizing, I guess, what energy you truly are in, whether that is abundance or scarcity, is to do this journal practice. And I want you to do it for 30 days. I want you to write in your journal what life is like with you making a lot of money. I want you to give me all the specifics. It will probably change day by day. Like, what would life look like that day if you were making all the money that you ever possibly wanted to make? I don't care if it's $50,000 a year, $100,000, a million, 50 million. I don't care what it is. That's not important. But what is life like? What do you do with your time? How do you spend your time? Who are you with? Where are you? What are you wearing? What do you say? What do you spend your money on? And most importantly, how do you feel? So for 30 days, do that, because what it shows you is that, first of all, especially day one, those first few days are going to feel potentially a little bit uncomfortable, and it may also kind of feel like you're writing this like fairy tale story, like, oh, is this ever even actually going to happen? I don't believe this. This is just, I'm just kind of doing this. And then you know you're not actually showing up in an abundance mindset in the rest of your life. If that feels awkward, or it feels like it's never going to happen, it feels like you're just writing out this fairy tale that isn't going to be your real life, well, then you know. You know where you've been. And then as you continue, then you can start really continue to put your energy into that and start working to, when you're writing it, you're envisioning it. You're creating this vision in your mind of yourself living that day as someone who makes a lot of money. And the energy starts shifting because your emotions get involved. You're envisioning it and then you're embodying it. And even though, you know, it's something you're writing down, you're still getting into the energetic alignment with that version of you. So that's what I want you to do. This is kind of just a good starting point. But I also recommend, if you really feel like you have money stuff that's blocking you from showing up in the way you need to in your business to make the money you want to make, definitely read the book that I talked about at the beginning, Happy Pocket Full of Money. It's one of those books, like I mentioned, you'll probably read like a few pages per day and then you need to kind of sit with it. That's what I do at least, and that really helps. It's not one of those like quick reads by any means. And I also love the book The Illusion of Money by Kyle Cease. It's a little more lighthearted. He's like a comedian turned kind of like personal development, and so it's a little lighter there, but both are talking about the energetic expression of money. And that is what we really need to get into here if this is something that you're struggling with. But I do want you to remember that patience, and that there's fluctuations. It's not going to be a steady rise upward, most likely. And that you are the one in charge here. And that is a very, very cool place to be. You get to decide how much money you call in. How amazing is that? All right, my friends, hopefully I'll see you over on the free masterclass going on right now, How to Burnout Proof Your Business with a Group Program. You can grab your spot at seanminer.com/burnoutproof. I'll see you there. And until next time, take care. Hey friend, real quick before you go, don't forget to head over to my website and take the quiz to find out your solopreneur personality type. I've created a super fun, super informative 2-minute quiz that will show you which one of the 4 solopreneur personality types you fall into. Could it be the boss, the socialite, the visionary, or the supporter? Which one are you? Not only is it just fun to know more about yourself, especially as it relates to your business, but it's also really important information so you can be sure that you're building a business that works for you based on your energy, your personality, and your desires. Did you ever take those quizzes from the Cosmopolitan magazine back in the day? It's kind of like that, but with actual solid questions and real helpful tips and advice at the end. You can find the What's Your Solopreneur Personality Type quiz right on the homepage of my website at seanminer.com. Head there now to take the quiz, then let me know over on Instagram at unstuckentrepreneur what your type is. I'll see you over there.